Martin Boozer has the lead in this year's Iditarod. He left the village of Grayling early this afternoon for the 62-mile run to the Eagle Island checkpoint. Allie Zirkel, Aaron Burmeister, Jake Berkowitz, and Sonny Lindner round out the top five. Iditarod mushers start the race with up to 16 dogs. They can drop dogs along the trail, but they have to finish with six. Many mushers will drop dogs at the Iditarod checkpoint after completing the longest single run along the trail. But as KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, most teams remain large more than halfway through the race.
A calm evening turned into a blustery night as gusting winds rustled dry grass outside the musher cabin. But the weather hasn't affected Jake Berkowitz. A number of mushers have referred to his team as a freight train. He started the race with 16 dogs. As the wind picked up, he pulled out of Iditarod with all of them.
I've never driven a team that's this competitive and this eager to go at the same time.
Only a few teams haven't dropped any dogs halfway through the race. The majority of mushers have only dropped two or three. Aaron Burmeister left Iditarod with 15 dogs. He says it's a sign of high-quality dog care. When he started the race, he had a few dogs he wasn't sure about.
I mean, the team as a whole is great, but a little dog that I never would have considered ever even dreaming of taking her on Iditarod, she's just kind of the token dog in the kennel that we kept training and kept working with and kept her in shape. Her name is Java. She's about a little 40-pound black female, and she's a great little dog, great personality, but I got her for breeding.
But Java stepped up. She's been running in lead for the team.
It's very fun. It's made it a lot of fun to watch her on the run, and just gives you something to be excited about for the future because she's a great little dog.
Lance Mackey is running an entirely new team of dogs this year. The four-time champion has won the race with 15, but he's also driven teams as small as seven. He says he wants his crew of young, inexperienced dogs to enjoy the race.
You know, no matter what they do from here on out, it's been a stellar performance for this group. And the, you know, you can't help but smile seeing the young ones stand up and eat and, you know, doing the things I want to see them doing.
Vets say the majority of dogs dropped so far have had minor wrist and shoulder injuries. No one's seen what they refer to as a red dog. It's a dog that needs to be flown out of a checkpoint for immediate medical attention. On the Iditarod Trail in Iditarod, I'm Emily Schwing.